judged the winner, I think we must assume he rather liked it. But a century later, time has not been kind to Coubertin's words. Submitted in French and German, these versions of the poem have some tiny scraps of rhythm, form and rhyme, but the English translations read with the same ponderous pomposity as a school sermon. Given the sanctimonious tone of the words, this is perhaps its natural genre. For the most part, it is just an excruciatingly bad exegesis on the model of amateur gentlemanly sport, pioneered in the elite educational and military institutions of the West in the 19th century, where sport built the character and moral framework required to rule empires and their unwashed masses. It was this, and only this group of athletes, and this kind of sport, that was getting the mountain tops of modernity glimmering. Thus, not much can be salvaged of Coubertin's ideological legacy, either from this poem or the world of gentlemanly sport from which it arose. Amateurism and its elite codes have been abandoned by the Olympics, and Coubertin's deeply held belief that the games were primarily a spiritual affair and form of modern religion has been quietly forgotten in the Olympics' transition from a